Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is having meetings with Belgian and European leaders in Brussels, expressing the condolences of the United States for all those afflicted by Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. A senior U.S. official confirmed that two Americans were among the more than 30 people killed. Kerry said the U.S. and coalition members have a message for anyone who would kill and wound innocent civilians going about their everyday lives.
We, all of us, representing countless nationalities, have a message for those who inspired or carried out the attacks here or in Paris or in Ankara, in Tunis, San Bernardino, or elsewhere. We will not be intimidated. We will not be deterred. And we will come back with greater resolve, with greater strength, and we will not rest until we have eliminated your nihilistic beliefs and cowardice from the face of this earth.
In a sermon attended by thousands in Baghdad, Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concerns the protests would endanger Iraq's security. This is VOA News.